Asad Tahir, a manager of a local non-profit community empowerment for development, says he's worried about the fate of families who need humanitarian support in parts of Darfur. Tahir told VOA from Niala town of South Darfur State early today that many markets have run out of food supplies. He says prices of available food and medicines have skyrocketed.
The humanitarian situation in El Jineina is dire due to heavy violence that engulfed the area into tribal conflict among different communities. The fighting led to the closure of all the health facilities in the town, and according to eyewitnesses, dozens of people have died due to lack of medical services.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA, released a report last week saying the humanitarian situation in Darfur is dire. Tahir says due to intense fighting in some part of Darfur, people are facing difficulties in accessing services.
Local population are unable to access basic needs amidst skyrocketing of prices due to breakdown of the bank system in the whole of Darfur. This has affected the livelihoods of the people who are in dire need for humanitarian aid.
Efforts to reach the WFP communication officer for Sudan, Lenny Kensley, for comment on this story were unsuccessful. UN OCHA says clashes between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces have continued for over 8 weeks, with fighting reported in Khartoum, El Obeid, and different parts of Darfur since mid-April. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Juba.